We are live. I always love talking about this because I think it's something that we all need to keep in mind 365 days a year. But I don't know, there's something about a new month that feels fresh and new and exciting and different, and especially a 31-day month. Like, I know it sounds silly, but I feel like there's a big difference between a 30-day month and a 31-day month to me. And it feels like there's so much more that's, I don't know, possible and so much more potential for us. And so in thinking about it, I didn't know what I was going to talk about this morning. And in thinking about what I wanted to talk about today, I wanted to kind of go that direction because as I've been talking about, as everybody's been talking about, the world, right, the state of the world, the state of the online business world, whatever that means, has been and has felt different. And I think that is felt by, has been being felt by almost everybody. And I, again, keep wanting to say that because I have conversations with some clients and like they think it's them. And I just think, again, like there have been a lot of changes. There have been a lot of shifts over the past, I guess, year or so. And you're not alone if you are feeling the turbulence of that or the unsteadiness of that. And so I wanted to remind you, though, despite that, that I really deeply believe the same thing that I have been preaching for years is still true. And that is that if we look 30 days from now in all of our businesses, things, your business, your bank account, your audience, it can look wildly different. And that is not me blowing smoke. That is not me saying something to kind of just like bullshit you and make you feel better. Or for me to, I don't want to also just say it as like it's this passing thing that you hear and then you let go of. I want, if you're listening to this right now, I want you to get yourself into this place where you are deeply, deeply, deeply in the belief and the trust that like come May 31st, everything, if I'm stressed right now about money, if I don't like the sales that are coming in, if I'm not happy with my audience size, I have the power, I have the capability, I have the potential to completely not only change it, but to blow it the fuck up. And I want to break down for you how you do that, some of it in terms of like a strategic perspective, but I want to start there with really just driving home the point to you that like your first job in all of this is therefore to believe. I see a lot of people, and I am guilty of this from time to time, where we're going through our businesses day in, day out, and we're in this place where we want to make more money or we want a bigger audience, and day by day goes by or month by month goes by, and not only have we really not changed the position that we're in, but we also haven't held on to that desire of growth and acted from that place every single day. It's like we want more, we want all the things to change, and we think about this thing that could be different in like the grand scheme of things, but we're not laser focused on like, let me change shit, let me blow up shit, let me really put my energy and my focus behind a couple specific goals or one specific goal and get completely fucking behind it and focus on that for a period of time. And again, I want to stress this because there's something to me that's really powerful about a container. And when I say that, I visualize like a closing of a parenthesis. And obviously like there's like an opening to it as well, but I visualize the closing of it in the sense of like, oh, okay, I want to start working out. Okay, well then sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Whereas there's something really powerful about being like, there is this contained period of 7 days and I am deciding for the next 7 days that I am working out in this specific way. I'm deciding on the plan, I'm doing the thing. And it's so much easier to give yourself that small period of time and to work it and to focus on it rather than, again, thinking about the big picture and then hoping you're staying consistent on an ongoing basis. Containing yourself at any given point when it comes to your business and when it comes to your income, again, I think is really, really, really powerful. So whether it's 7 days for you, 30 days for you, whatever, it doesn't have to necessarily be 30 days just because I'm talking about it in this perspective. But for each of you, if you are in a place where you want to blow things up, if you want to grow, if you want to see a difference in your business, fucking decide and decide first and foremost what that looks like and what the container of that is, and make sure that it is your focus for then the next 30 days or whatever you decide versus you deciding that you want to go bigger tomorrow. What happens, what I see people do all the time is you're in a place where you're like, okay, money is bad, or, you know, my audience hasn't been growing. I really want to grow it. I really want to make more money. And then you get a big sale tomorrow, or you get something that makes you feel safe tomorrow, not even necessarily a big sale, but you're in a place where you're like, oh, these numbers came in and now I feel a little bit calmer. And you kind of drop the desire to really go bigger. You all of a sudden almost forget about your big goal. And that's why I want you to really treat it as, again, this contained period of time where it is your focus each of those days instead of forgetting about it. And so to me, that is where it starts. What is that contained period of time, 30 days, let's roll with for the purpose of this. What is the goal that you want to hit? I always, always, always want to encourage you to pick a bigger goal. I look at it as a stretched goal. Every single time, and I've had coaches tell me that I'm wrong for this, and I'm so glad that I got to the point of confidence and certainty that I didn't listen to them anymore, because there were moments where I would have been swayed. I am somebody who it is much easier for me to hit a goal if I go a little bit bigger than what it is that I want to hit. I remember this. I was in Bali when this happened, and me and a girl that was in the mastermind that I was in, which is why we were in Bali, and we're like, this is going to be our first 100K month. We're going to have a 100K month. Let's both keep each other accountable. We're going to check in with each other each day. By the third of the month, both of us were fucking miserable because we felt like we were so behind. We felt like we were already screwed up. And if this, you know, we didn't feel like we were on track. We were like, we thought we were doing something wrong. And again, we put all this pressure on ourselves. Like, we thought we were doing this great thing by holding each other accountable, but actually just put a ton of pressure onto each of us. And we weren't able to make good decisions or take good action from that place. And so I really learned in that experience that I learned it previously, but I didn't really hold on to the lesson of how goal setting works best for me. And so I really had to hold on to the understanding that for me personally, I make way more money and I'm way more likely to hit the goals that I want to hit when I go bigger, when I pick a stretched goal, as opposed to picking that number that I feel like I have to hit or I'm going to die. I want to pick a number that feels a little bit spacious and that gets me ahead of where I really like need to or want to go. But again, it creates that spaciousness and allows me to get more excited about the bigger number. And so for simplicity's sake, I'll go back to February of 2017, which is what I've shared, you know, so many times in terms of my own showing up and blowing up era. But back then, I remember like that month being dead broke. You know, there was a certain amount of money that I felt like I needed to make. I needed to make, let's say, I don't know, 8K. I was living in New Jersey, which not that New Jersey's cheap, but it's so much cheaper than LA. So like I think back on like my rent, what it was then, it was just felt like so much cheaper. But I had this, you know, certain amount of money that I needed to make for my student loans, all those kinds of things. And when I was focused on this is the amount of money that I need 8K, whatever I said, I need 8K. Then it feels like there's all this pressure on it. It feels heavy. It feels like everything you're doing is from this place of force or pressure. And it was only when I didn't understand this at the time, but it was only when I gave myself a much bigger goal where, again, many of you know my story. I literally got cheated on, like had a horrible breakup, spent like months on the couch doing nothing but basically crying during that period of my life and not really working, not really making money and being so sad. But then I finally had this moment where I was like, fuck this shit. Like all of these things just happened to me. I am going to go out there and I'm going to make a fuck ton of money and I'm going to like make this a game. And so I had never made $50,000 in my entire life, but I got it into my head that this is going to be the month where I say, fuck him. I show him and I make $50,000. That month wound up being a $45,000 month, not exactly 50K. So whatever, I didn't hit my goal, quote unquote, but I never made anywhere close to $45,000 before that month. Ever, ever, ever. I think my biggest month was like $20,000 and it was a fluke. Like I think it was a one-time thing. By giving myself a more exciting, bigger goal to aim towards and also get excited about it, to feel like, holy shit, I can do this, to pick this number that felt stretched, but also not completely impossible, we get way beyond what it is that we actually need. And even if we fall a little bit short of that bigger goal, who cares? Because again, we got farther than where we were originally. And so I always want to remind all of you of that, because what I see most people do when they're saying that they want to make more money, they're A, either coming from this place of panic and stress and, oh my God, I'm broke, or like, you know, there's less money in my bank account than there has been. I say broke to be clear. I talked to some of you who have multiple six figures in your bank account, but because the number has gotten into the, you know, 400,000s instead of the 500,000s, you're freaking out about money. And so when I'm talking about all of this, I don't want you to think that I'm only speaking to you if you're broke, if you're a beginner. But again, I know those feelings. are the same across the board, no matter what the actual number is, the feeling is so often the same. And so if you're in that place where, again, you feel like you are broke or you need the money, most people then are either A, operating from that place where they're freaking out and, again, feel like they need the money, they're forcing every single thing and they're not making good decisions, or I see people who B, are just not setting goals at all and want to make more money and then are operating each day, you know, doing what they think they need to do, but not intentionally trying to up level or paying attention to their money. They're often avoidant to how much money they're making. And neither one of those things, in my opinion, in my experience, work. You'll make yourself miserable by doing either of those things. I know many of us, especially if you listen to me, I feel like you listen to me for more practical, actual, strategic guidance versus like just the fluff or just the stuff that we often view as mindset. And so I know that if you're listening to this, there are some of you who, you know, the piece of advice around like just have fun or just be yourself, you're like, what the fuck does that mean? Like, that doesn't help me. That's not going to make me more money. But I've always made more money by having fun and getting excited versus coming from a place of shaming myself or forcing myself or beating myself up about something or coming from this place of need. And so I don't care what financial situation you are in right now. I don't care how much you're making, how much you've made, whatever. I don't care like what position you're in. I think the same principles are true across the board. And I want so many more of you to give yourselves permission to honor that excitement. Like, I think I work with a lot of women, especially that are more, you know, type A and that are more in their masculine most of the time. And they want to feel safe and secure in terms of the money that they're making and all of that. But on the other, like, I think another underlying thing that we're not talking about enough is that, like, so many entrepreneurs are coming from this place of, I have to be responsible. What are the responsible decisions to make? What are the right moves to make? And actually, I was talking to a coach yesterday who, like, I was coaching with, and we were talking about just the difference between operating for outcome versus operating for opportunity. And they're kind of the same, but there's a slight difference in the energetics behind both of those things. And so, I don't know, I bring that up to you because I think it's really important as business owners that we are operating from this place of outcome, right? It drives me crazy when I have a conversation with somebody and they're trying to plan out, like, for example, their freebie before they know what they're selling. I'm like, we always reverse engineer. We decide where we want to go and then what things that we're doing to lead up to that. And that's valid a large portion of the time, balanced out with if we're in that energy of opportunity and excitement. It that allows you to create something or do something that is not necessarily so on the nose and so forced and so like you're only doing things for a means to an end. If you look at opportunities, it opens up your world in a lot of really fun, cool ways, and things can happen that you never would have anticipated would happen. And so just one imperfect example of this that I feel like bringing up in this moment is back in April 2020, or I don't know, don't quote me on this. I think it was the end of March 2020. March was a weird year for a weird, well, it was a weird month for everybody, but like I had gotten surgery. And so literally like right before the world shut down. And so I didn't plan on doing much in March anyway. And then obviously everyone was freaking the fuck out about COVID and, you know, the 2 weeks that we thought we were going to be home. And I didn't have, well, I was making good money at that point. So I didn't have anything like really strategically planned. I was giving myself permission to kind of like take care of myself after surgery and feel into how long it took me to recover, all of that kind of stuff. But in seeing everybody freak the fuck out during COVID, I decided that I wanted to do something that was called Positivity Power Hour, which feels like such a cheesy name, but whatever. Again, everyone was freaking out and I felt like everybody needed this moment to kind of like be surrounded by other people and feel the permission to sell still and all those kind of things. And so I did Positivity Power Hour. It was $11. I did it for 5 days where it was just an hour on Zoom for 5 days. And I presented like some of the days. The other days I just did coaching and whatever came to us. Like there were really no rules. And again, for $11, I'll do whatever the fuck that I want to do is kind of like the way that I was looking at it. And $11 wasn't like however many we sold, that was not going to get me rich. And it also wasn't overly strategic, but I did it because I wanted to do it, because it felt fun and it felt exciting. And also because, again, to speak to what I'm talking about here, is like it felt like an opportunity to get people into my world, into my energy, feeling me, being part of what it was that I wanted to do. And again, $11, however many we sold of those, it wasn't a big thing. It actually didn't sell really well at all, considering it was $11. It didn't sell as much as it should have, considering it was $11. I remember like being like, what are you people doing? Like I would get questions about it, whatever, because it, you know, it was something different for me. Like I'm not the Positivity Power Hour kind of person, but it was, again, something that I was doing. This guy, I was doing it because it felt like, again, an opportunity. It felt fun. It felt important. It didn't even feel fun. It felt important and it felt valuable for my community. But that next month, April of 2020, was my first $100,000 month. I think it was $113,000 month. And that was after years and years of me wanting to have a six-figure month, obsessing over it, trying to force it. It came so easily. And it was this thing where it was a springboard, this thing that I didn't intend to do with a ton of, you know, ROI, like considered or really kind of like focused. But it was something that I did out of like fun and out of value to my community. And it opened up so many doors and so many people got onto those trainings or those calls, whatever, and were able to experience me for the first time, get coached by me for the first time, wanted to buy the next $1,500, whatever thing it was that I was selling. And again, I want you to look at that as like this reminder of, we want to decide that it is a moment to create momentum and look at how it would be fun to do that. And so again, we find that balance between being overly obsessed with exactly, this is exactly how I have to do it, and this is exactly how the outcome has to be, and instead really coming from this place of like, where are the opportunities? How could this be fun? How could this be exciting? How could I stretch myself? How could I do things that I actually wanted to do? I want to say this so clearly for so many of you. And again, I've worked with a lot of you, like I've done a lot of this, right? Like this is not my first rodeo. I can't tell you how many times I have had conversations with so many of you where you are trying to hit that next big goal or make more money, and you're trying to do it by selling something that you would rather jump off a bridge than actually do. If you want 10K right now, fine, cool. But you attempting to make 10K by selling 2 5K things that would make you miserable, it's not going to happen. It's going to be very unlikely that it actually happens. Or in my experience, when that does, then that thing does happen, the person wants a refund or they want out halfway through. It never works out the way that you want it to. And so I want you to understand here, to go back to kind of like the main point here, is that you get to blow up your income. You get to make way more money than you have. Again, in 30 days, your business and your bank account could look wildly different. But I want you to, number one, decide that that is happening. And number two, stop telling yourself the stories about how that might have to look, and lead with excitement and fun and desire and purpose, instead of just making it about the money, because attempting to force that amount of money will never, ever, ever happen. It will never happen. I have never made more money by doing things that I don't want to do. I have never made more money by selling things that I don't give a fuck about. Never, ever, ever. And I very rarely see other people do that either. And so I really want you to get that. And I really want you to, again, stop feeling like you have to do the things that you think you're supposed to do from this place of responsibility, and instead honor the fact that like you are an entrepreneur, you're doing this so that you can actually enjoy yourself. So fucking enjoy yourself, instead of, again, forcing yourself to do things you don't want to do. And when that fun happens, when your genuine self is able to come out in what you're selling and how you're going about selling it, I really do think business changes for the better. And it's not just about hitting that one goal. It creates a lot of really positive momentum for yourself and for your people. And I always want you to like really get that. Again, that sounds like a fluffy piece of advice, but like I'm only preaching it and shoving it down your throats because I know that it's the truth. Like I know that that is how it works. And I want you all to feel that, instead of like you thinking that like you're the exception. Like, no. Sarah, all these other people are saying like it can be fun or exciting or whatever, but like I have to buckle down. I have to do the responsible thing. Like, no, you don't. And actually like that's hurting you. From there though, in terms of blowing up, I want to remind you for the 90 millionth time, and remind myself, because I forget a lot of times, that simplicity is your friend. simplicity combined with consistency will change everything for you. And I think that, you know, for a long time, many of you know, I preached, you know, the importance of one platform, like pick your one platform, go all in. And I'm not saying that I don't agree with that now. I think it's a little bit riskier just in like the times that we're in terms of like the algorithm, or, you know, we're looking at all this stuff with like what might happen with TikTok. It feels a little riskier to put all your eggs in one basket. And so I'm not necessarily suggesting, like, I would never now just focus on one platform, like with where I am in my business and with what things look like, that wouldn't feel responsible for me to do that. Again, my Facebook group made me most of my money all like over the years. It was funny. I was asking Gretchen to pull posts from the old group just in case we missed anything for like 500K and show up and blow up the other day. And she was like, holy shit. Like, I really didn't realize the difference in engagement over the years. And I'm like, yeah, like, you know, just the way that things have changed, like Facebook groups are nowhere near as relevant as they once were. So again, to put all your eggs in one basket, knowing that all of these social media platforms could change anything overnight, that feels really scary. And you're like, just not like a responsible thing to do to guarantee that we have an audience that is actually engaged and is the backbone of our consistent income. So I wouldn't suggest just focusing on one platform, but I wanted to say that also in the sense of, I do believe our businesses are built platform by platform. And what I see a lot of people do is try to master every platform all at the same time. And I know you've heard me say this a million times. I also know you've heard a million other people say this a million times. But most of you are still not fucking listening. Most of you are still trying to be everywhere and do everything and convince yourself that you can be everywhere, and then you're not doing it well. And I want you to understand that it's not like, I don't view it. I might use the term audience, but I know that I benefit from community-oriented content and community-oriented actions. Like right now, we're in a weird place with Instagram. I can totally own that. And we just like sat down and had this whole like game plan and this thing that we're working on to adjust Instagram. Again, most of you know, Instagram has never been my place, like my money-making place. And I'm always trying to find that balance of, I want control over it, but I also fucking hate creating graphics, but I also want the content out fast so that I can't wait for my team to make the graphics. But sometimes I do them. Like, I'm always in a weird place with Instagram. I don't think Instagram will really ever be my bread and butter. But I truly, like, I understand that like, that's not where I make most of my money. I know where my magic comes through the best. I know why my people buy from me, what I need to say, how I need to show up. And I know therefore, like, what I am going to focus on and where I'm going to show up and show up massively. That is a very different thing than if I was like, oh, I want to make Instagram money on Instagram today, but then I want to try to make money over here tomorrow, and we're bouncing around. I see so many people blame it on the platforms or blame it on the algorithm. And with like, I don't know, does it piss me off that like the algorithm and all those things like change, the reach changes all the time? Sure. Like, it's not fun. Like, I wish that wasn't the case. Well, at the same time, I've literally made millions of dollars thanks to a free platform and a free Facebook group. Like, I don't know. I don't really get to like complain. Like, I feel pretty lucky that we're living in this time where I was able to do that. And so I said this to a client one time, but she was in this position where she was kind of like going more of like the influencer route on Instagram, more so than like selling. And she took some time off, and then all of a sudden her reach really took a hit. And we kept having these conversations, and she kept saying to me like how unfair it was. And like every conversation would be like, it sucks. It's just not fair. Like, you know, why does Instagram do this? Whatever. And I was like, this is like you complaining about the hair on your legs growing back. Like, we've got options. We can shave, we can laser, we can wax. We can pick our battle here. We pick our route in terms of how we handle this, but the hair is going to keep growing back. So the idea that we're complaining about it or getting upset about it, it's just a real waste of time, because these platforms, we are beholden to them in a lot of ways, and they're going to do what they want to do when they want to do. And it's our job to navigate it all and to pivot and adjust accordingly, as fucking annoying as that is. It's just our job. And so what I want for you is for you to pick a platform or two or three, depending where you are in your business. And you're very much deciding like, this is intentional, not I'm going to be on YouTube because I don't really like videos. I don't like recording videos of myself, But I know a lot of my ideal clients are on there, so I should be on there. So I'm going to force myself to try to show up there. I'm going to have resistance every single time I attempt to create a video. I'm going to be inconsistent. I'm going to make myself miserable around it. And then I'm going to ignore where I actually make money with my writing, because my writing is what I actually want to do instead of videos. And that is what I see so many of you do over and over again. The FOMO, the shiny object syndrome, the here's what I could do. There are a million things a lot of us could do. That does not mean that we should do them. And this is a side note, but it's also just important and relevant. I was working with my friend, Dr. Shannon, about 2 years ago, and she helped me so much with like my hormone stuff and figuring out what was going on with me from like a hormone, like adrenal perspective. And I was doing great. Like I was working out more. I was like, I was at a weight that I hadn't been in a long time. Like I felt really good and like energized in my body. And for whatever reason, I kind of like fell off with working with her. And I think I just like thought I had it. And I knew over the past year or so that I had not even gained weight, because the scale didn't go up that much, but I knew I was inflamed and I knew there were things going on. But now like sitting there, I'm like, I don't know why I wasn't working on this like 3-4 months ago, but I wasn't for whatever reason. But finally, a few months ago, I reached out to her. I was like, we've got to figure this out. Like, let's get back into this, whatever. And so it took a bit to like get to do like the Dutch test and the hormonal testing and all that kind of stuff and get the results back. But her just pointing out to me, like, I'm in adrenal fatigue. There's a couple different things going on. And that was like a week and a half. I started like supplements, I guess, like last Monday or Tuesday. And today's Wednesday, I feel a million times better than I did just a week ago. And I know that I'm going to continue to feel better. But it was this real wake-up call for me, where like so much of what was going on with me from like a health perspective was stress-oriented. And again, not that I didn't know that, but it's like sometimes we all need it in like black and white writing, or a literal doctor telling you that like you have to change something to actually make a change. And so I'm bringing that up because it was, again, this wake-up call for me for what I know already, but like I can't do everything. And by trying to do everything, I'm not only making myself miserable, but I'm also making myself sick. And I think that there is this, for a lot of us, this feeling of like we can be superwoman, we can push ourselves to do everything, or we could be on every platform. Or more importantly, this is a mindset issue. Like, why am I not doing this? Or we're trying to like get over certain blocks and journal our way through it. But sometimes there's actually something going on with us from like a health and mental perspective, or just a health perspective. And so I say that because, number one, Dr. Shannon's amazing, and I can give you her information if you need it, or if you want to hire somebody else to see what's going on. Because a lot of us at, you know, my age, like I know a lot of you are similar ages, there are things that we need to be testing that like normal doctors, whatever, practitioners don't actually help us with, especially as women. And I think sometimes we think we're crazy. And so those moments that, again, we're attempting to run a business, we're stressed out, we're burnt out, we're stretched, we want to make more money, we're telling ourselves we can do a million other things because we think we have to do a million other things to make more money, and we just wind up hurting ourselves even more, not just from a health perspective, but also from a business perspective, because we're not doing anything well. Again, this felt like such a wake-up call for me, where like I want to pick what I'm doing and do it well and make peace with the fact that I can't do everything. And I've said that to you guys for years, and I've practiced it for years for the most part. But then I have these moments where I'm like, okay, now I really want to grow. I've really been enjoying doing in-person events. I want to be out there more in like LA and doing meeting people and doing things in person. And I love doing that. I want to do more of it. But this was a wake-up call where like, you can do this, but like your health comes first, and you have to pick and choose your battles right now. And the rest can come later. The rest can be put on the back burner, but you can't do everything right now. And you're only hurting yourself by trying. And so again, I'm saying that because I know this. I've been preaching this for years. I've experienced the benefits of simplifying. Well, at the same time, I have big fucking goals, and I want to I feel like I can conquer the world, and I want to. And so I sometimes forget the importance of reining it in and keeping it simple. And every time I do that, every time I try to go much bigger or push myself to do way more than I think that I actually can do, I wind up making myself miserable, and I never make more money by doing that. And so to go back to this main point for all of you, I want you to pick your platforms, and I want you to decide to make them your bitch. I want you to focus on doing the only three things we ever need to do, right? grow that audience, grow that platform, show up on that platform and sell on that platform and do it well and do it all with this sense of community in mind. Because I think when I say community, a lot of people assume like I mean like Facebook group or, you know, a circle, whatever. Like, no, like I think you can create community on any platform, but like we have to be engaging with our audience. We have to be responding to comments. We have to be in conversation with our people and opening up that line of communication. Because that is like anyone can just talk at their audience, but actually feeling like we're in a two-way dialogue with our people, not necessarily like private messages, but actually being in dialogue with our people, that is what is going to allow you to feel at home there. And I really deeply believe that none of you have any business attempting to build a business online if you don't feel like you have a home online. Like you cannot be homeless. You have to have that place, that bread and butter place where you know that if I want to make money, this is where I go. This is where I show up with my people. This is where I feel connected with my people. This is where I get to show up as fully as myself as possible. You have to have that, and bouncing around and doing every little shiny object and chasing what you think may or may not work for you because somebody else is doing it will stress you out. It will probably hurt you from like a health perspective. And it won't make you more money. And so if there was one thing I could tell myself when I was starting, like go back and tell myself, is all of this money making, business building, is it can be so much simpler than we make it. So much simpler than we make it. And the better we can get at letting that be okay and just honoring that, honoring our desires, honoring the big goals that we want to hit or the excitement, the things that would feel fun, and doing it simply, the further ahead we get, not just from like a quick perspective, like making more money in 30 days, but then that's momentum that grows with you. It's sustainable growth. And that's really important to me. And then from there, the other thing that I want to say here is, because I could say a lot more, is, well, I'll say two more things in terms of blowing up your income. Number one, or number four, I guess, if we're numbering them overall, I think I'm on number four. Number four is know what the fuck you're selling and how and when. One thing that I've been saying to a lot of people this week, and I think that this is a really important thing to hear that I'm about to say, I've always preached the importance of, when it comes to offers or like content, whatever, specifics, right? Like not just talking about vague things, general things, actually going for it, saying the things that we want to say, talking to the person we want to talk to instead of beating around the bush. So I know we all talk about specifics, and I think specifics is a, like being specific is a important tip and it's a good word. But the word that I am replacing that with for myself, because I'm viewing it as so important in terms of like what we're seeing online right now, and the word is precision. It's not enough for you to have offers that are even specific, because even a lot of you, like in me doing this for so long, because I don't mean this in a rude or insulting way, I think a lot of times when I talk to people, our definitions of specific are different in the sense of like, you might think you're being specific and I'm like, no, that's not specific at all. So it's not just about being specific at this point. I think it's, I know, and to say it's so important is understating it, but I think it is critical that if you are putting out offers, they are so motherfucking precise in terms of what they do and how they do it. Because I'm not saying, I feel like I've said this in every episode and I'm sorry for that. No, I'm not really, but like, I'm not saying this from this place of fear or scarcity. I'm saying this because it's the reality for all of us. If you've been doing this just even since 2020, right? Like I've had my own business since 2012 and I've been coaching since 2015. But if we're just talking about from 2020 on, for each of you, there are 10x the amount of people who do what you do than there were 4 years ago. There just are. I am not ignorant. Like right now in the process, we're going to do a masterclass next week, the 3-step plan to blow up your income in 30 days. And I'm really just sitting there trying to decide how I frame this and how precise I can get, because I know that I am by no means the only person talking about this. Like everyone is telling you the same exact thing. And not that was true 2 years ago, 4 years ago, and it's just way worse now. And I don't necessarily think that that's a bad thing. Like, I really I have a lot of trust in my ability. Like I know that I am really fucking good at what I do. Like, I've been doing this for a long time. I'm very confident in my skills and my expertise and the way that I do things. So I have no fear around, I don't know, going out of business, or there is no way that you're going to come and look at for me on May 1st, 2027, and I'm not still doing this. Like, there's no way. I know that this is what I'm meant to do, and like, I'm unshakable about that. I know that there are a lot of, again, for because of doing this for a long time, I also know that there are a lot of people who have come and gone. There are people who have made $20 online, then decided that they were a business coach and they could help other people make $20. Or I've seen people not have even like philosophies or frameworks or strategies, but still try to position themselves as business coaches, whatever. And I'm not even like talking shit about that as much as I'm saying that there are a lot of people who do things not purposefully. And I know that that is not me. I know that I do things from a purposeful place. And again, I have years and years of frameworks and things and ways of doing things that work, right? Like, I have a lot of trust and faith in that. So I'm not going to get scared, or I'm not going to be like, oh God, there's so many more people who do what I do. Like, this isn't fair, or how am I ever going to stand out? But I do have to really, really intentionally re-anchor in who the fuck I am and what I do really great, and not forget to own that and make sure that I am leading with that, and I make that massively clear. So as I'm writing this like sales page for next week's masterclass, we have, you know, the same, I've run this masterclass a ton of times. I could use the same sales page that I have that I've used forever. And there's some copy that will be the same. But today and probably tomorrow, depending on when I finish it, I'm going back through it and I'm being really intentional about spelling out like exactly why you not only would want to attend this masterclass, but why you would want to attend my masterclass. Like, what is going to be different? Because again, to play ignorant to the idea that I'm not the only person doing things like masterclasses that are on this topic from the outside, like, that would just be silly. I know that I'm one in a million people that are doing this. And so I need to make it as clear and as easy as possible for people when they come across my ad or my page or whatever to see and feel not only what they're going to walk away with and why it's worth their time, but also why I'm different. And so to go back to the precision thing, it's not enough to be like, I'm going to help you, I don't know, blow up your income in 30 days. Like, how am I showing them how to do that? Everyone has different philosophies. Everyone has different strategies or ways that they do that. I want to make somebody feel and understand what they are walking away with by spending time with me. And I feel like it is my job to do that. And it's all of your jobs to do that as well. And so to go back to point four, if you will, the preciseness, is that a word? The precision with which you are creating your offers, I don't think it's ever been more, not even important, but critical. I think it is absolutely positively critical that if you are selling something, you are massively, massively, massively clear internally, but also in how you articulate it, what this thing is and what this thing does, in order to expect people to pay for it, let alone pay for it easily, let alone when people are seeing posts 5 days later, right? Like, somebody said something to me today about, I was saying I want to do 3 Instagram posts a day because I have so much fucking content. They're like, you know, like 3 posts, like that might spam a feed. And I was like, is it possible to spam a feed at this point? Like, nobody's seeing shit. Like, I'm willing to show up a little bit more, which we'll talk about in the next point here. But like, no, again, fewer people than ever are seeing things. I have clients all the time that are selling things and I'm like, I'm paying attention to you and I did not see once that you have an offer. I didn't see it once come across my feed, like that I was knowledgeable of. And if I wasn't seeking it out, I would not know. People are seeing things less than ever before, and we have to rise to that occasion. So again, I'll talk about that more in point five. But in terms of what we're selling them, again, we have to have that precision in terms of what it is that we are selling. And another part of that, which is the boring thing to talk about, but I'm just going to say it quickly. If you've worked with me, if you've been on my calls, if you've anything, you know that I get very frustrated about this. You have to have a plan. I don't know how many times that people will have conversations with me where it's like, nobody's buying my offer. Okay, well, what's the deadline? What's the element of scarcity? 3 weeks away? Well, no shit. No shit, nobody's buying from you yet. Like that's how this works. People buy when they have a reason to. And you setting yourself up, being like, doors close soon if you don't know when the door is closed, things like that. I just, it weighs so much energy and mental time. Like just it makes so many of you miserable. And there's always a way to just get people to move without having to prolong that misery over the course of a couple weeks. And so you having, again, precise offers, you know what you're selling, what it does for people, and you are solid on that messaging. And you also know when you are selling it, I think are critical. And I could talk about this for hours, so I'm trying to rein myself in here. But basically, I'm just going to say what I just said already. But like you telling me or anyone, whatever, that you have an offer, you're trying to put out your offer and you are not clear on who it's for or what stage of this they're in, or the pricing is not lined up with this person who would actually want this thing as much. Like I can't state enough how much that is hurting you. And what I see people over and over doing, and I am fully guilty of this for the record. Like I've gotten a lot better at it, but I still have my moments. But like I see so many people be guilty of this, and so I want to stress this. You all know, I'm all about selling all the time, right? If all of you were selling 365 days a year, I'd be all about it. I have zero issues with anybody selling all the time. However, if you selling all the time, every single day, puts you in a position where you are therefore not doing a good job at any one thing that you are selling, you have to give yourself more spaciousness, because you would be better off selling 2 weeks at a time than taking the next week off to plan for the next launch and then to keep going that way versus just jumping into the next thing. I think a lot of people have created this hamster wheel of money for themselves where they feel like they have to keep going. They have to put that next offer out there. They're rushing every little thing. And then again, those offers are missing the precision. They're missing the specifics in terms of the messaging and the connectedness of the offers and of the messaging and what it actually stands for and who it's for. And there's not a good plan. You're flying by the seat of your pants. And again, I'm not going to act as though I'm not guilty of that from time to time, especially because I come up with ideas, I get excited about them, I want to move on them. I'm more guilty of it than I want to be. But I'm also understanding, or I'm experienced enough to know that if I do something and I scrape it together and then it doesn't perform the way that I wanted to, I know that that's why. Instead of being more dramatic about, oh, like this didn't sell and I have to change everything. No, I didn't do a good job of feeling this whole thing out and understanding what it was that I was doing. I did things like last minute without it all being connected, and that's why that happened. And so a lot of you would be making more money if you focused on doing fewer things, but doing them better. And again, I know that's a basic piece of advice, but I want you to like embrace it. Do you run ads or know much about that? I'm not currently running ads. I will be diving more into ads soon. I've gone through different phases of ads in my business. I would not have the business that I do if I had not run ads back in the day. I used to run a lot of ads for things like webinars, and that always worked really well for me. Ads are always changing, obviously, and it doesn't feel fun for me to like deal with the ads manager or things like that. Meaning I feel like I could do it, but a lot of times I can't be bothered. But right now for these masterclasses that I'm doing, I want to get more people onto them. So I want to dive into ads, and so I don't have much more to say about it right now. Hopefully they work beautifully and I can turn around and teach you all and share with you all how that's working, but I'm not quite there yet. Although I have the faith and the trust that I will be there, because I feel like I know if I want to do them, I can do them well, because I've done them in the past, if that makes sense. And the fifth thing that I want to say is just be willing to show up. I know that a lot of us are tired. I know that, Brianna, I'll come back to that. I didn't read that yet. I didn't want you to think I ignored you, but I'm just going to keep on with this point before I distract myself. I know that a lot of us are tired. I know that a lot of us feel like we've been working hard for a long time. But like, I don't know, the way that I view it is there's always somebody willing to like outwork you or put out more content or like beat your prices, right? Like we want to act as though I don't think any of us, I don't think I have any competition in the sense that nobody else can be me. I'm also not ignorant to the fact that if like I'm putting out a $1,500 program about marketing and somebody else is putting out a $1,500 program about marketing, I know that they might not be apples and apples, but I also know in somebody else's mind, if they're making up their mind between my course and that person's course, sure, there is that competition, quote unquote, in the sense of like that person only wants to buy one, which one is it? So again, I don't think, I'm not worried of like 500K as an example, like doesn't stand close, like no other program stands close to that. So I'm not worried about another program competing with it, but I also know that in somebody's mind, again, it might be like a competitive thing where they're picking. So I have trust in what it is and what I put out there and who I am, but also, so I don't have competition, but I also know that like this deciding to be an entrepreneur by nature, it's competitive. Like, right, like we have to be a little bit competitive. We have to be willing to work hard. We have to be willing to be better than the next person out there. And I think a lot of us have got it in our minds that so much of this should be so easy and minimal effort and copy and paste and ChatGPT and, you know, flow and fun all the time. And I just don't think it works like that. And the other part of this that I want to say with this point is reminding you of the importance of understanding what kind of phase that you're in, right? Because I'm not necessarily suggesting, as we're like working on this new Instagram strategy, I want to be posting 3 times a day. Do I want to post 3 times a day for the rest of my life? No. Like that's not necessarily the goal. But like I know my Instagram has been fairly stagnant. I know that I don't get the sales or the leads that I want, that I should be from it. And so I'm ready and willing to have this period of I'm going to show the fuck up. I'm going to do a little bit more than normal, and I'm going to, again, be in this contained period of time where that is the goal, that's where my effort is going, and I'm good with it, I'm clean with it, and that's what I'm working towards, instead of whining or feeling like it's not fair, right, the whole shaving the legs thing. But like, I think a lot of people compare themselves to other people online. And like, oh, this person isn't as good as me, or this person's making more money than me. And I think the fact of the matter is a lot of times those people that you're comparing themselves to, sure, some of them suck, but some of them are actually just ready and willing to work harder than you. And I didn't get into this so that I could make a lot of money without like working, without trying. I genuinely believe like I have so much to say that you need to hear. I have so much to say that is valuable and is game changing and is business changing. And I want to impact as many people as I possibly can with that. And I'm ready to and willing to show up accordingly. And that's because that's who I want to be. But that's also, if we're talking about the main point of this, if we're talking about transforming our business and bank account in 30 days, show the fuck up accordingly. Like if you want to up your income, if you want to blow up, if you want to really increase things, if you want to have this line in the sand moment where your life and your business changes, show up in alignment with the goals that you have set for yourself instead of being in this position where you want this, you want this, you want this, and you're trying to find the hack or the magic pill or the thing that's going to work for you. And really, again, zoom out and think about what you want to do ultimately, how you want to sell all the things that I've already said, like what you want to sell, how you're going to help serve people, but then show up so that you are just being so good that they can't ignore you. And I really feel like a lot of you need to give yourself the gift of giving yourself permission to do that instead of, like I said this recently, but I think for a long time, I felt as though if I was still working hard in my business, I was doing something wrong. Like the goal was to, you know, I don't know, record things or do things and then have a team repurpose it all. And there's obviously there's relevance to that. There's validity to that. But I want more connection than that. I want more connection to the work that I do than that. And so the idea that everything is just to be supposed to be super easy is, I don't know, it's not necessarily what I want anyway. I think it was something that I thought I was supposed to have. And so again, for a lot of you, you got into this doing whatever you were doing because you care, because you want to make an impact, because you have things to say, you want to change people's lives, you want to be heard. Like I think a big part of what I've never actually said this out loud or even thought about this until this moment, but I think a big part of why I do what I do is because as like a young kid, like I never felt heard. I never felt like my thoughts were being valued. And so like whether that was in school or at home, whatever, it feels like there's such a freedom that comes with being able to say what we want to say and have people value it and have people appreciate it. And so get back to that and get back to doing that as much as possible, not necessarily just for the outcome, but for the opportunity of it all, because that's who you want to be. And when you do that, when you show up accordingly from a quality perspective, but also a quantity perspective, things grow and things can grow really quickly. And the final thing that I'll say here is that one of the things that I'm most proud of in terms of how I teach and how I break down my systems that in my programs or whatever is that I teach you things and I speak to all of this from a perspective of, okay, if we want to blow up in the next 30 days, if we want overnight success, quote unquote, this is how we do it. Here's how you can do that. But everything I'm teaching you is also timeless and also sustainable. I don't give a fuck about you going into a Facebook group, booking a bunch of discovery calls and getting a couple one-on-one clients, but then like that not being a repeatable, for whatever reason, strategy. Like, I want to teach you things that put you in a better place. And I believe that there's a way to do that by focusing on the right things and doing them day in and day out, instead of just like, I can be guilty of this too, but everyone's obsessed with like, what's going to go viral? What's going to, you know, get the most million followers overnight, instead of like just doing a good job and saying what you really want to actually say. We're too focused on those kind of things, those vanity things, instead of, again, being really purposeful. Brianna said, do you think all/most offers need to be time limited? Can you speak about ongoing offers like one-off consultations? I think it depends on the overall vibe of your business. I think that in one way or the other, I think it's important that there is scarcity. Because if you give people a million different options and you give people unlimited time to move on those options, it's A, overwhelming, and B, they don't feel the need to necessarily move. And that's generally speaking, right? Like if I know that I want to hire an agency, I don't necessarily need, you know, an element of scarcity in that sense of like, I need a deadline or whatever. Like especially the higher level we go or the higher ticket we go, I think that those people want what they want and they buy it no matter what. But I think if we're talking about a lot of the group stuff or lower end things, somebody can want something, but again, it puts into their mind where there is that element of scarcity or the deadline, you know, a bonus is going to expire, the price is going to go up, whatever. I think it does put in people's heads that like, okay, I should move now. And that's a whole conversation, like, because I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I still trust that you're all adults and you're going to make decisions, whatever. But that's not the only way to create scarcity. But if we are putting out a million different offers, like I said, and overwhelming people, but then not giving them a reason to move, I just think in this online landscape where there's so much noise, it becomes difficult to get people to pay attention. Whereas if I was like a one-on-one coach only, and I was every single day putting out content, and then the call to action was always like my consultation where I know I got them on the phone and then sold them into whatever, that's the element of scarcity, because I'm only talking about that one thing. There's only one option to contact me, to start working with me. That's the scarcity. So I just feel like we have to have an element of scarcity in some way. It doesn't necessarily have to be, again, deadlines or like whatever. We just have to establish it in one way or the other. Like I said, it feels very difficult. I mean, people have told me, I could rant on all of this for a while, but like I know myself that like I feel very clear on like all of my offers and why they're different. And you know, I've sold a program like the 500K sales system literally for years. And the questions that I get when I sell it are laughable. And I don't mean that in a rude way. They're just like, I'm like, God, I can't believe people are asking this question. But like, I'm not the center of their universe. They're not paying as much attention to my offers as I am. So it's very possible that they just don't know what this is or what I mean by this, even if I've said it a million times. And so the idea that I would put out like a new offer a week and expect everybody to know what's what and why they should buy this thing, why they should buy that, in, again, as noisy of a landscape as it is, I think it just becomes a really difficult thing to do, and we're setting ourselves up for fewer sales. My whole thing, in terms of like my philosophy and the way that I do business, is I'll say a lot of things like, okay, your offer needs to be precise or you need to do things this way. not because there are not, I acknowledge that there are exceptions to those rules, but I'm always coming from the place of like, how can I help you make money easily? Making money easily is fun versus hoping and praying that, this $20,000 package that I don't actually feel confident about, I'm going to do, 2 weeks worth of mindset work and force myself to believe it. That doesn't feel fun to me. I'd rather charge $15,000 or $10,000 and make it easily. I like making money easily, and I like teaching you to make money easily. So again, do we have to, are there rules around any of that? No, there are a lot of people doing things a lot of different ways, and there are exceptions to all of it. But if we're talking about making it easy for people to buy, again, scarcity and simplicity, I think makes it a lot easier for people. Next week, I'm doing the masterclass. And so if anyone's interested in that, drop me a comment and I will send you the link once it's ready. I'm finishing up the sales page for that. That's next Thursday. But I also, in thinking about, I thought of this today, but in thinking about it being May 1st, and I made a post, reminding people you can blow up your income in the next 30 days, because I always fucking believe that, but I think it's especially relevant on the first of the month. I was in the mood to do some sort of intensives. Like, I'm really loving working with people a little bit more hands-on lately. And so I decided to launch, I only send it to my email list so far, Show Up and Blow Up, which is my signature program, but the Show Up and Blow Up Intensive, and it's the 30-day game plan. And this is going to be a 4-hour session. Okay. This is I don't want to call it a VIP day, because VIP gives me the mindset of, luxury. It's not fucking luxury. Like, we're getting down to business in these 4 hours. But this is where we are going to together decide what needs to occur so that you can hit whatever goal it is that you want to hit over the next 30 days. So you'll have pre-work so that we get some stuff out of the way before we can get started. But together, we will have massive clarity on what you are selling, when, those deadlines. You will have killer offers, because that is my favorite thing to talk about. You will also have a completely mapped out content plan. Like, I'm talking every piece of content, wherever you are showing up. If you tell me you're showing up on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, okay, we will have every piece of content that you need to create mapped out. Everything you need over the next 30 days, whenever you wind up having your session, to be in a point where you are blowing up your income. And so you'll have the 4-hour session. We'll have like a little break in the middle somewhere, depending on what it is you and I both want. You'll have, obviously, the session, we get down to business, screen sharing, all that kind of stuff. We can go over your sales page. We will make sure you have killer offers, however many that those are, whether you have one, you're selling one for 30 days or five, five feels like a lot, but you know what I mean? Like, depending on how many offers you want, we'll make sure that you feel solid about them. And then again, that content plan, so that you know how to sell the things, or picking out the sexiest topics, and you're not in this place where you're reinventing the wheel or flying by the seat of your pants on a daily basis. But then you'll also walk away with this really cool playbook, right? Like, I'll have everything in a visual PDF for you so that you know what to do, how to do, where to do it, when to do it. And also, what I really love about that is then you're able to work off that playbook the next launch or the next 30 days, right? Like, you know what you're doing and you feel solid about that. And so I literally feel like I could charge $10,000 for this very easily and very happily and feel like it was worth every single penny. It's the first time I'm doing this specifically. I mean, I've done this work obviously forever, but in this format, it's the first time I'm doing it. So I'm only opening up 2 spots. I only have capacity for 2 spots, and only 2 spots for $5,000. After that, it will go up probably to $6,000 or more. And so it's not on my website. DM me if you want to talk about that or more details on that, and I will send that over to you. But yeah, I'm excited about that, and the 2 spots will go, so don't wait. I think it could be a really powerful, game-changing 4 hours for you, 4+ hours. Oh, God, I'm going to keep forgetting saying this, but then you have 30 days of Voxer access as a follow-up to make sure that you are just good and you don't have questions, any of those kind of things. So yeah, DM me if you were interested in that. I hope this was helpful today, and I will talk to you guys next week.
I hope you enjoyed this episode, and if you did, I would really, really, really appreciate it if you took the time to rate, review, and subscribe. It really helps the show a ton, and I would be super grateful.